Hollywood celebrities panic after Republicans win big. We are fucked. Enjoy the last year of Democrat control. By David Ng on November 3, 2021. Hollywood celebrities let loose a collective wail of despair after Republicans won big in Tuesday's election. With Glenn Youngkin handily beating former Governor Terry McAuliffe, D, in the race for Virginia governor. Stars including Rosie O'Donnell, Cher, Amber Tamblyn, Jeffrey Wright, Sophia Bush, Bradley Whitford, and Rosanna Arquette expressed their panic and anger at the electoral trouncing. "We are fucked," an apparently distraught O'Donnell tweeted. "Fascism is alive and well in America," Arquette declared. In addition to the Virginia victory, anti-critical race theory candidates won in school board elections throughout the country in an overwhelming rebuke of Democrats' efforts to impose race essentialism on young children. Tuesday's election was widely seen as a referendum on President Joe Biden, whose popularity has plummeted to new lows as his administration has failed to deal with soaring inflation, empty store shelves, and the crisis at the southern border. A recent NBC News poll showed that 71% of Americans feel the country is headed in the wrong direction, with Biden's approval rating sinking to 42%. HBO's I Know This Much Is True star Rosie O'Donnell, who endorsed Biden, admitted defeat early Wednesday. "We are fucked," she replied to MSNBC pundit Malcolm Nance's attempts to rally Democrat voters in Virginia. As Breitbart News reported, Cher had an emotional meltdown, claiming the GOP will make the U.S. a whites-only club. She also called the GOP Nazis. MGM's No Time to Die actor Jeffrey Wright claimed the Democratic Party was sabotaged from both within and outside on election night. Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale actor Bradley Whitford blamed the losses on racism and then called the controversy around CRT utter bullshit. Disney's Frozen star Josh Gad compared GOP victories to America trying to burn down the entire house. Amazon's Jack Ryan star Wendell Pierce blamed the results of election night on the prejudices of ordinary people. Actress Sophia Bush blamed the Democratic losses on the non-left-wing news media. Netflix's Grey's and Frankie actor Ethan Embry predicted GOP wins in the midterms and in 2024. "Enjoy the last year of Democrat control," he tweeted. FX on Hulu's Why, The Last Man star Amber Tamblyn and Rosanna Arquette both took shots at their own side, blaming Democrats for Tuesday's losses. Comedian actor Michael Ian Black blamed white people for the Democrats' loss in Virginia. Mrs. Doubtfire screenwriter Randy Myam Singer declared that racism was the winner on Tuesday. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.